Well, just last week, Bill Short was implying Tony Abbott was somehow to blame for Indonesia cutting Australian live cattle export quotas because of the Abbott government's asylum seeker boat turnback policy. According to Mr. Shorten's nonsensical analysis, Indonesia objects to boat turnbacks and so is punishing Tony Abbott and Australia by cutting live export quotas. He said, "I sincerely hope that our relationship with Indonesia at the political level is not driving this reduction." Absolute rubbish, which I've commented on extensively in the past. Now, can you believe it? Bill Shorten has done a complete backflip with double pike, and he's staked his leadership on a total reversal of Labor policy. He says he wants his party to agree to turn back the boats. He and the shadow Immigration Minister Richard Marles are trying to preempt what will be a concerted effort by the Labor left at this week's ALP conference, or the conference at the weekend, to rule out the adoption of a boat turnback policy. Bill Shorten told Lee Sales on the ABC's 7:30 program last night that Labor had made mistakes in government by not turning back the boats and that this had cost lives. He said, "Labor wants to prevent people smugglers and stop deaths at sea." Well, for once, Bill Shorten is right. But does he really think the public is so stupid that it doesn't recognise hypocrisy or remember what he actually said last week? He's in all sorts of trouble, Bill Shorten. His leadership's on the line, but he is sensing that he's heading to an ALP conference this weekend where he doesn't have the numbers. It is controlled by the left.